Elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah, elhamdülillah. Estağfurullah, estağfurullah, estağfurullah. El-Azim, el-Lezî, la ilahe illâhu, el-Hayyul-Kayyum. Ve etûb ileyh, ve's-selâmete, ve'l-mağfirete, ve'l-hidâyete. İnnehu huve't-tavvâbur-rahîm. Ve'afu annâ ya kerîm, ve'afu annâ ya kerîm, ve'afu annâ ya kerîm. Ve'afu lana bifadlike ya rahman ya rahîm. Ya Melik, ya Kudüs, ya Hafız, ya Allah, el evvel Allah, el ahir Allah, el zahir Allah, el batin Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya seyyidel evveline ve ahirin. Şerine ya şefiyel müslimin, bir rahmetike ya arhamar rahimin. Kâlallahu Teâlâ fî kitâbel kerîm, eûzu billâhi mineşşeytânirracîm, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Billezîne ahsenul hüsnâ ve ziyâde ve lâ yâhâkû vücûhâhum katarun ve lâ thillâ. أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون. In our book, Allah Ta'ala says, to those who do right, there is a goodly reward, more than one could measure. No darkness nor shame shall cover their faces. Their compensation is the garden. They will abide there, therein forever. Every existence consists of three layers. The outer layer is the first layer, first dimension, which is the visible one. And there are inner layers and the essence which are not visible. As an example, human being as an existence also has three dimensions. The dimension, the external dimension, which is represented by our actions, visible. How we are recognized. This is our outer layer. The second dimension, an inner dimension, is what is inside, what makes us really, our beliefs, intentions. And there's also the essence. And the essence is really about who we are. Religion has also three dimensions. And the dimensions of religion is really associated with the dimensions of human being I just explained. There is the outer dimension of the religion, the external layer of the religion, which is visible. And there are inner dimensions of the religion, which are not visible. I'm not talking about something that is proposed by men. I'm not talking about the model developed by theologians or philosophers. I'm not really talking about a scholarly subject. I'm talking about a message that is delivered to us to teach our religion by Angel Gabriel in a very well-known hadith. As reported by Hazrat Ömer, who said that one day while we were sitting with the Messenger of Allah, there appeared before us a man whose clothes were exceedingly white, whose hair was exceedingly black, and there was no sign of journey on him. None of us knew him. So in the middle of a desert, there are also a few hundred people, and all of a sudden a stranger comes without a sign of journey sits next to Rasulullah, puts his knee next to his knee, put his palm on his thigh, and everybody's appalled, and he starts asking questions. The first question. The first question is asked, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam. And the Messenger of Allah said, Islam is to testify that there is no God but Allah. Performing, establishing your regular prayers, fasting during the month of Ramadan, paying your zakat, and if you can, go to Hajj in your lifetime. When Rasulullah answered him, he turned to Rasulullah and said, you have spoken rightly. And Hazrat Umar says, we were amazed at the man asking the Prophet and saying that he had spoken the truth. Then he asked a second question. Tell me about Iman. And the Prophet said, it is to believe Allah, His messengers, His books, His angels, the destiny, believing that all good and evil come from Him. The man said, you have spoken right. Then he asked the third question, tell me about Islam. And he said, that's what Allah said, it is to worship Allah as though you see Him, and if you don't see Him, knowing that He sees you. Everybody was very quiet, trying to understand what has been going on, and after a while, Rasulullah salatu wa salam spoke. Oh, Ahmed, do you know who the questioner was? I replied, Hazrat Umar says, Allah and His Messenger know better. And Rasulullah said, Gabriel came to teach you your religion. The religion is delineated by Gabriel with these three questions. The first dimension is the foundation. The first mention is the foundation of our religion, and it is the external religion. And in the first question, when Gabriel asks about Islam, it's really asking about the outer ring of our religion. It is about what to do, what not to do. It is about the principle of Islam that we are obliged to do. It is what is visible. If you perform the obligation that is described in this first dimension, you are recognized as a Muslim. You are entitled to be known as a Muslim. You may ask, what is this entitlement all about? What do I really get by being recognized as a Muslim? It's really not much. If you live in a Muslim society, just by performing these outer obligations, external obligations, just by recognizing what is as a Muslim, the only things that you may get in a Muslim society is you may be entitled to marry a Muslim woman. When you die, you're entitled to have a proper funeral. And if you die as a Muslim, you are buried in a Muslim cemetery. That's all about what you get. See, the outer layer, the first dimension is like a shell. It's like the shell of a wall, the outer layer. It's not edible. It's really, you don't really get much benefit from it, but it has a purpose. The purpose of the outer layer, the shell of a walnut, is to protect what is inside. Which comes to the question, the second question, about the second inner dimension of our religion, which is about Iman, without which we are in total darkness. without iman, we are confused. We cannot do what is good. We cannot decide what is bad, what is good. That is the inner dimension that is protected by the outer dimension, which is Islam. See, the principles of Islam protects our faith. And it's like the foundation of a building. It has five pillars. It's like a house with four walls, testifying that there is no God but Allah. Praying, establishing regular prayers. Fasting during the month of Ramadan. Paying the zakat and praying. These are like four walls, and testifying that there is no God but Allah is like the roof of this house. But what is a house good for if there is no life in it? And the second dimension is spoken about that light, which is like a light. But it's not like a torch. It is your faith that needs protection. That's why establishing, performing, conducting ourselves, performing our obligations are necessary so that we can protect our faith. What good is that house if there is no life? In short, first dimension is talking about what to do, what not to do. It's about our actions. And the second dimension is teaching us, as delineated by Angel Gabriel, making us understand why we do what we do. But I want to emphasize on the third dimension. This is important because Gabriel was there to teach our religion. He asked three questions, and the first two, principle of Islam and Iman. Islam and Iman apparently are not sufficient to complete the religion. There is this third dimension, which is the essence of religion, extremely important, which I want to emphasize. It is Isa. The word Isa is coming from the word Christian. It's all about doing things beautiful. It is the third and the deepest dimension of our religion. As being a Muslim without faith does not bring much benefit, like the outer shell of a walnut, without any walnut in it. Iman, the belief, without Islam does not bring much either. Islam is like the fruit of the religion, without which religion is like a tree without any fruits. I'd like us to reflect upon the significance of this third question. Why was it asked after the second? There's an indication that it is extremely important to reach the level of Islam, otherwise you will not be able to get the benefit of being recognized as a Muslim and having the faith unless you achieve the state of Islam. To be able to complete your religion, it is presented as a necessity condition at the end. Islam is doing what is good. Derived from the word Islam, which is the quality of being good. Al-Islam is the name of Allah Ta'ala, the one who makes things beautiful. And when Allah Ta'ala describes the people who love in the Quran al-Kirim, there are about 16 verses out of 16 in 5 of those. Allah Ta'ala holds those whom He loves as Muhsin. Those who do things beautifully. Those who act beautifully. And Rasulullah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ جَمِيلٌ يُحِبُّ الْجَمِيلِ Allah is beautiful and loves beauty. Coming back to the meaning of, coming back to the hadith, as it is described, delineated by Gabriel, coming back to the significance of the words that was uttered there, Isan is to worship God as if you see Him. Do not take worship as regular prayers. Worship is to serve Allah Ta'ala, to serve the one who is beautiful, to serve the one who does things beautifully and who doesn't need your service. Worship is to serve Allah Ta'ala's creation in His name. Worshipping, serving Him in His name, as if you see Him, obliges us to do what we are doing perfectly, beautifully. How can one see the most beautiful and act, conduct himself anything less than beautiful? That is the mishahada part. The second muraqaba part is, even if you don't see this beauty for any reason, even if you cannot see this beauty, being aware that you are surrounded by this beauty, and it obliges us to feel the shame if you conduct anything less than beautiful, that does not befit to be recognized as a Muslim. It's a condition. In short, what I'm trying to say is that no matter where you are, no matter who you are, no matter what you do, excel in what you are doing. If you are a husband, serve your children and wife beautifully. If you are a wife, offer your services to your husband beautifully and children. If you are a worker, does your job perfectly. If you are an employee, treat your employees perfectly. If you are a manager, manage perfectly. Do your job good. Establish what is good. Establish what is beautiful. There is a word that is very much connected with the word Isan. From the hadith that we know that Allah Ta'ala is beautiful and loves the beautiful, which makes us understand anything is beautiful is worthy of Allah. Do what you are doing, including muhabbat. If you don't love what you are doing, you cannot include muhabbat, love in what you are doing, you cannot establish what is beautiful. To be able to achieve ihsan, that is the necessary condition. Excel in what you are doing. If you are a student, learn what you're supposed to learn. Conduct yourself perfect, in the best way, in the most beautiful way. Amin, amin, alhamdulillah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, all the most merciful, most compassionate one. You have given us Islam, you have given us Iman, you have given us Islam. Protect our Iman, protect our Islam, protect our Islam. Let us recognize our responsibilities as your supreme creation. When you test us with difficulties and see us impatient, do not increase your trials upon us. And when you see us ungrateful, when you shower us with your bounties, do not stop showering us with your bounties. You say that your faith is not completed if you love what you love for yourself, for your brother and sister. Increase our love and compassion towards each other. Unify us as one nation, as one body. Amen. Amen. Alhamdulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد المختلف الملوان فتعقب الأسران وكرر جميلان واستقبل الفردان وبلك روحاه وأرواح أهل بيته من التحية والسلام وبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل بتعتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات واحترار الدين
ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين. آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يحكم بالعدل والإحسان. وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تفلحون.